The Thursday crack up near the town of Barnes sent three people to area hospitals with broken bones and an injured back, hip, and chest. Bayfield County Sheriff Sergeant Tom Renz was the first on the scene. He says speed and alcohol are believed to be involved.
For some reason, we don't know which one of them stopped, and it caused a train reaction collision between four of them.
Renz says one person was arrested for operating while intoxicated, and he expects more violations will be found when they're done investigating. He says this was a bad one.
I don't think I've ever had four of them run into the back of each other, collide like this.
Only two snowmobilers remained on the scene. The others fled 7 miles down the road to a tavern. DNR Snowmobile Safety Administrator Gary Eddy says this was the third time this year they deployed the special snowmobile enforcement team. They hit the trails of Bayfield, Ashland, and Sawyer counties, handing out 100 citations and nearly 300 warnings with 11 OWI arrests. Eddy says their visibility is important.
And that is a complaint we get from a lot of the law-abiding snowmobilers out there, is that they just don't see enough presence on the trails. So this gives us that opportunity to get out there and be seen on the trails.
The special snowmobile enforcement team was shut down last year, but the state has authorized $225,000 to keep it running this winter and next. Eddie says it's needed since Wisconsin has the third highest crash rate in the country. That's a reputation he says they can't afford to live up to. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.